Hi out there, everyone in podcast land. This is Andrew Bush, and I'm here to give you guys an official content warning. That's right, a C-O-N-T-N-T warning. Oh, fish, from me, from my mouth, officially, you've been warned, watch out. Because there's going to be some things in this show that we might just talk about that you may take offense to. That's right, we may talk about zippity-zap and zoppity-zoop. You don't even know what that means because I'm censoring myself right now because this is the warning part. But later, I might say some words that you might be like, oh no, he didn't just say that. I wish he was saying zippity-zap still, but I'm not going to be saying zippity-zap. I'm going to be saying things that are crazy. Oh my goodness, wowie, wow, wow, wow. Enjoy the show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, The Random Bush Show, with your co-hosts, Sean Random and Andrew Bush.
And we're back!
You alright? You glad to have that out?
That hurt my jaw.
You don't want that inside of you.
It's Random Bush.
Today's episode is brought to you by ADD. You know, down here at the Institute for Attention Deficit Disorder, we like to think that... Oh, look, a bird! Hey, did you see the bird? Oh, I like birds.
Okay, so a kaiju monster attacks the city.
Uh-huh.
Where's the best place to hide? Like a giant Godzilla creature walks through downtown LA and is headed towards Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Where's the best place to hide?
Out of the country. Like I always think about this. It's like in the country.
You can't get out.
You can't get out.
I'm saying we're sitting here. All of a sudden we hear like some thumping. We're like, what the hell's going on?
Is that an earthquake? Are you kidding? We look out right here.
He can only walk one place. Like he's just walking through town. We just got to get out of the way.
Wherever behind him is. I don't know what I would do if I was a kaiju. Honestly, I don't know what I would do.
Just walk softly?
Yeah.
My bad. Sorry, I gotta get over there.
I mean, would you just, like, after you smash, first of all, number one, you know the first thing you gotta do is you smash every fucking tall building. Like, every big building.
Do you have to?
Yeah. Everything that's because you're punching straight out. Like,
but why are you smashing
everything else is reaching,
shit?
Huh?
Why are you smashing shit?
I'm saying, all right, come on.
Look at this city that took you 50 years of development and billions of dollars. I'm taking it out.
Here's the thing. You die and your brain gets transported into a Godzilla brain.
Wow. Hold on.
And you come in.
I wake up and I'm Godzilla?
Yeah. And you're stomping up. You're literally walking up the bank into Tokyo. And people are, and pointing at you.
Oh, the kaiju monster is coming.
Oh, look out. It's Godzilla. Run.
Godzilla. He's attacking the city.
Look out. Throw stuff at him, you know? Right. A guy, literally, you step out and you're like, what's going on? And a little guy runs up and kicks you and then throws a shoe at you and he goes, blah, blah. You know, and he puts
like,
his hands
what
up
the
like
fuck,
this.
Bro?
And you're like, what? What is happening?
It's not my fault. Like, I woke up as a kaiju.
Like, you don't look down at your hands and just go, oh, hell yeah, and just start smashing stuff immediately.
I can breathe fire, motherfuckers.
I'd be like, look at this little boat. And you pick up the, you will do that. You will look at a little boat
in
the marina and you'll be like,
look at this little boat.
And there's people in it and they're all like, ah!
They're falling from the boat. Oh, I'm so my bad.
Yeah. You go to catch them and you just, wah, and they go flying and their guns
and then
are
the
everywhere.
Planes start coming in. They just start shooting guns. Yeah. Like, whoa, go
oh, you got
down.
All these helicopters. They're buzzing around you like bugs. They're like, bzzz.
Actually, yeah, it's the human's fault.
Yeah, you wipe
They
your...
come in causing problems. Yeah. Godzilla wasn't there to cause problems. He might have been there to say hi. But then the planes came in and started shooting. He's like, what the fuck? Hey, okay, I'll leave. Okay, fine. You want to fight? Let's do this.
But I'm saying, you could have easily
And then King Kong climbed a fucking building.
You could still be reasonable at this point. I think even though everything's like annoying you, you're still like, oh, wait, hold on, sorry. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be reasonable. I've done that before. I've accidentally stepped on like an ant pile and been like, oh, shit.
Oh, my bad, guys. That was the great Andrew genocide.
Yeah, exactly.
1993.
Their kids still talk about that. Oh, my God. We saw a giant toe.
This kid just came along and just stepped right on our home.
I got bit by one of them. Larry was the brave one. Go get you! From hell's heart, I stab at thee!
We built a new park in our new hive. We named it after Larry.
That's a brave thing, man, because that ant immediately dies.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It is like, you are dead. So if you run up and stab Godzilla, you're like, this is the end, man.
It would suck, because imagine you're a kaiju. Someone walks up and just stuck a needle in your foot.
You'd be like, ow! That would suck. Son of a bitch!
It wouldn't be like a Hulk, stop it, cut it out. That would be, like, imagine 10 people sticking needles in your feet. Like, get the fuck away. I'd kick them.
Yeah.
You know, like,
you would say, hey, and it would sound like, you know?
Oh, so I can't communicate.
Yeah, you're like, cut it out.
And they'd be like, get him more. He's getting angry. He's got him on the run.
It's working. Get him.
Yeah, no, I would immediately, like, I would take like 2 or 3 pins to the feet before I'd be like, okay, you know what? You just kick your foot a little bit and they go run into.
All right, you're coming to LA. You come into LA from Santa Monica Pier. You wouldn't just start smashing shit like crazy.
LA is so congested. I would have smashed shit by accident trying to get through.
No, I'd grab that Ferris wheel off of Santa Monica Pier and just throw it like a disc. With people still on it. All these tall buildings, you know? I lift up Capitol Records and roll it. Bruh, you know? I smash
So you just fuck everything
US
up.
US Bank, I'd hump it for a little bit. I'd be like, bah, 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 and slap it. And then I'd kick
Who's
it over.
Who's your bitch now, US Bank?
I would
Bank?
Say, this is Angeles. And I'd kick it over. And everyone'd be like, what? They'd be like, this Godzilla man is fucking crazy. He's smashing shit everywhere.
They wouldn't be saying that. They'd be saying, all right!
And now, random thoughts.
Hey, bad guys. Listen up. I get that it's a thankless job, but I can't help to think you're making this way more difficult than it needs to be. I mean, sure, the good guy is really good at karate. I get that. But there's like 5 of you. If you all hit him at the same time, there would be nothing he could do. But no, you all gotta go Billy Badass and get your ass kicked mano a mano in turn.
Yes, hello, I am here to meet with my date for a romantic dinner for two.
Hello, sir, and welcome to the Fish and the Fine Hen Dining. I'm the host, Kristen. Can I take your coat and your hat?
No, that will not be necessary. has my date already arrived?
I'm sorry, but you're a mask, a hat, and a trench coat full of cats.
Excuse me! How dare you, young lady, Kristen? Is it I am a human man who is here for a very important date with a beautiful human lady. All right, so please tell me if my date has arrived or I will be forced to ask to speak to your manager.
Is your date that mask, hat, and dress full of cats sitting at a table over there?
This is an outrageous treatment of your customers. Okay, I will have you know that she is a beautiful lady and I am a non-feline man. I would like to speak to your boss.
I'm sure he's going to love this. Hey, Frank! Customer out here wants to see you. Okay, listen, Frank. I'm pretty sure this is just a bunch of cats in a trench coat.
Again? I'm allergic to cats. Hello, sir. I'm Frank. I'm the owner and operator of this establishment. How can I help you?
This young lady, Kristen, has offended me and my date by referring to us both as clothing stuffed with felines.
Yeah, well, okay, look, I'm not saying you are or you aren't, okay? Look, we get this all the time. It's an easy mistake to make. But I can't be having my customers fall apart into a pile of cats that go running out of here every time the bill comes.
Who would conceive such a thing? I would never.
Okay, yeah, sure, whatever. How do you plan on paying for your meal tonight?
Oh, I have my master's... I mean, I have my human MasterCard right here.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Leave the credit card with the host and enjoy the meal.
Are you serious right now?
Look, a paying customer is a paying customer. In this economy, I'll take what I can get. Show him to his table. I'm gonna go wash my hands.
Sure, whatever. Right this way, sir. Here we are. Tonight's special is a New York prime rib paired with a vegetable medley and your choice of baked potato or french fries. We also have a smoked salmon over a nice rice.
Yeah, I will have the fish.
I too will have the fish.
Ooh. I will have 2 fishes.
We can do that? I will have 5 fish.
We will both have 17 fish cooked as rare as possible.
Well, we normally only make beef rare. We're not a sushi restaurant.
We shall have it rare.
All right. And what kind of potato would you like? Fries or baked potato?
No potato.
And no vegetable medley either. Just fish, as rare as possible.
Okay, and to drink? Should I start you guys off with some water?
I will have cream.
That sounds good. I too will have cream.
All right, would you like that in a saucer?
Excuse me?
Never mind, I'll get you your order right away.
Don't look now, but we are totally pulling this off.
Totally.
And now, thoughts from the bush.
People keep telling me to get off my high horse, but it's okay. He drives better when he's high.
You and the entire office have all gone out to eat, okay? So you've all gone out, you've decided to go to a sushi place. So you're at the sushi place, and you guys have ordered your food, you're all kind of drinking, you're having a good time, you're celebrating, like you just had a really good quarter, you know, like you're all celebrating, you're having a good experience. You start to look around the sushi restaurant, and it seems like it's just, your server looks really like, very fishy. She looks like a fish.
What?
Right, yeah. She has a fish-like look. All right, she's like...
I'm at a sushi place, and there's a lady who looks like a fish?
Yes.
And I just have fish on my mind? Is that what it is? I'm hungry for fish?
Well, as you look around the restaurant, you come to realize all the employees kind of vaguely look like fish.
Yeah.
Right, and then you start to realize all of the employees are fish. The fish have taken over the sushi restaurant. They're about to feed you something, probably the previous staff.
Yeah.
You're the only person that knows this. What do you do? The moment you realize this, like what? Like escape from the bathroom?
The rest of the guys, like with me, haven't noticed this. I'm the only one who
knows. Nobody's noticed. You're just kind of looking around. They're all in the party. They're talking, they're chit-chatting, they're drinking, they're having a good time. You know how it is. You don't really notice what's going on around you when you're like hanging out with fun people and you know that kind of thing. But you just take a moment. You just happen to notice that the waitress looks a lot like a fish. And that gives you enough pause to look around and be like, holy shit, the chef's an octopus. This whole place is being run by the fish. We're going to get served humans. How do I make these people know? Don't eat the food. But also, we got to get the fuck out of here. We might be the food for the next people to come in. This is an insane situation. Or maybe it isn't. What's going through your head?
I don't know. I'm often wrong. So I think I would really...
I'm often wrong.
You know what I mean? So I don't know.
You just presume you must be. Yeah. I must be completely wrong. Yeah, I'm just going to ride this out.
Where I'm like, I don't even know how to mention, should I mention hey, man, this chick looks like a fish. Like, how do you even do that?
Well, that would just be rude. Like, you don't want...
Because I didn't notice this when they first came in. And
right. No, you were seated.
Yeah.
But you were just kind of in your group of people. You were just keeping to yourselves. You really weren't paying attention.
What's
to
giving
going
it
on.
Away? Are they in, human makeup? Like, they put on prosthetics?
Oh, yeah. They put on the outfits. They're fish in outfits.
Right.
But
is this one waitress, just a bunch of fish? Like, 3 children in a trench coat? Like, a bunch of fish all put together?
Oh, wow.
What?
Well, I didn't think about that. I just saw her as one big fish dressed up as a waitress.
Oh, no, that's more funny. That's more funny, yeah, for sure. She's like a grouper.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Like, hey, how can
she's
I
like
help
She's like makeup
you?
On. Yeah. She's trying to pull it off I'm a person. Here's your seats.
I would try and tempt them with something that I know that fish like. You know what I mean?
So you're going to try to get them to reveal themselves?
Yes.
Like what?
I don't know.
Fish pellets?
I'm trying to think. Maybe some hooks? Or something?
I don't think
maybe
fish
if I'm
really
wearing
like
zippers.
Hooks. That's why we have to put bait on them.
They like
worms. We have
worms.
To trick them into the hooks.
They like
worms.
Yeah.
Which I never understood because worms are in dirt. Mm-hmm. How do fish know they like worms?
Worms look like other things.
Yeah, you just see a fish around. You're just I got to get that. Yeah, I don't know what that is, but prime time.
What you do is you get something that looks like a worm.
Okay.
So my thing is we're in a restaurant.
All right.
What you do is you get one of your straws that's like those paper straws and you pull it all the way down so that it's like this little, like it's this tight little bundle.
Oh, the paper
And then you
part.
Put some water on it and it goes like,
right.
And it looks like a worm.
Looks like a worm.
And
gotcha.
You can take that
and you can dangle that in front of them and just kind of like take it.
See if they reveal their fish nature.
Exactly. And then just kind of flick it up at him and be like, oh, sorry. And see if it, like, if he goes for it. If he's like, oh, you know what I mean? Because they'll open their bass mouth since it's a big, like, grouper fish. That waitress is going to go for that one.
Okay. All right. So you're trying to.
And in that moment, all your friends are going to go, what the shit? That's a fish. Because you got to have everyone on board or else you're not getting out of here alive.
Well, okay. So you need the whole team here.
Yeah, you need the whole team. You're saying there's an octopus in the kitchen.
He's got knives.
And he's got knives. He's got eight legs and all the knives. Yeah. Right.
Yes.
There's a giant fish in the way. You know how, oh man.
The hostess is a fish. Yeah. The other servers are fish. Yeah. People are.
We're the only people in here. There's four of us. This is a whole, we're outnumbered.
Oh yeah. It's bad.
And fish. These fish like,
already took out the staff. So they know the taste of
blood.
They
got teeth. Mm. They got, I mean, I don't know. I'm faster than them on land. They're faster than me in sea. But restaurants have glasses of water, so they could, like, you know what I mean?
Wait, what?
There's water in glass. Wait, you know?
If they're holding a glass of water, they're then faster than you on land?
No. They throw it in the air, they swim through it, and they get there quicker.
No. Wait a minute. Hold on. They can throw the water, and they can swim through the water while it's in the air.
Yeah, and get ya.
Oh, wow. That's a quick-ass way to travel. That's dangerous shit.
They're very fast in water. Like, fish are faster than humans in water. Humans are faster than fish on land.
What if I took a cup of air, right? It's upside down. I go underwater. I still have a cup of air. Can I spill out that cup of air and then walk through it really fast to get to
No, I suppose you can. Just enough air. If you just cup your hand, Sean.
Just trap a little bit of air.
Next time you dive.
And then throw it out.
You throw it out. You just run through it really quick.
They'll be like, how are you moving like that?
How did you do that?
I'm fucking awesome. There'll just be a bunch of fish in the air just flopping around like, what the hell's happening?
Yeah. Just, bah! Okay, I'm okay.
Ooh, oh my goodness. Yeah. What the fuck was that all about?
Just, okay. okay, fine. How do these fish move? Do they got feet? Do they got like human feet?
Well, no, they've like shoved their tails into like the pants.
Oh.
And then they're just kind of like shuffling
then
along.
Then I can get out of there, but I would want to warn my friends somehow.
Right, that's the thing. Like
scream, they're all fish, and then just run out.
Right, but your friends are going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with him? Yeah. Don't drink what he's drinking.
Right.
Of course they're fish. It's sushi,
which is
Andrew.
Water. Because I was drinking water. Exactly. Fish just jumps in there.
Whoa. They could already get you.
Yeah. Like, they're drying out. That's what you do. Just keep her talking.
Oh, keep her out front. Because
this is what's happening, I'm guessing, is that they got something in the back.
Like a hose.
They keep dunking their heads in it. Then they come back out to, like, check on how you're doing.
That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
They do have to maintain the fact that they are fish.
Yes.
Right.
So my waitress is eventually going to start feeling really dry.
I think the soaking wet clothing would have been a tell right from the get.
Yeah. You just ask her what today's specials are. You know what I mean? She'll be like, well, today's specials are... She starts getting all dry.
Excuse me for just one moment. You're a bunch of water splashing around in the bag.
She goes back like her dress is all soaked. You're like, what happened? She's like, nothing. What I was saying was, can you repeat the specials? I don't remember.
There's a lovely cheese and cheddar.
Miss, are you okay?
I am. No, the soup is really good. I'll just bring you guys a special. I'll be right back. Squish, 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 squish.
Let's take a look at what's happening out there in Fantasyland with our on-the-streets reporter, Captain Lollipop. Captain Lollipop?
Thanks, Tom. Today in Toon News, a hippo lost his marbles. Oh, his marbles he did lose. Well, he oozed in the goo until his lips turned blue. Oh, what should he do? His court date is due on August of 2. Now, switching the news, both the Fluffles and the Flipples are sick with the sniffles. They grow many pimples while eating some shrimples. Oh, what should we do with these hippos and Flipples? I'm giddy with triffles and leery with nipples. And finally, convicted child rapist Patrick Hayes was read his final rites. His execution date is set on the 13th of June. Oh, the 13th of June couldn't come too soon. That's when nasty old Hayes will be in his tomb. Mean old Hayes, when the police went to his house, they found 22 graves, and they were small, like a mouse. Patrick Hayes will die, and hell is his doom. Well, that's all from Fantasyland News. Thanks, Tom. We'll hear from you soon.
Thank you, Captain Lollipop. Fantastically disturbing as ever. When we get back from the commercial, we'll check in on what's going on with traffic in your local area and beyond.
Hey there, everybody. This is Sean Random. I just wanted to pop in for a brief moment and let you know. I know from the outside looking in, our podcast has this cute little comedy angle. But from the inside looking out, a lot of people don't realize this show is a huge collective effort. Nearly 100 starving artists contributed work to our overall production. That's writers, stand-up comedians, actors, musicians, performers of all kinds. Now, we'll perform for an audience of one, but we want to perform for thousands, the millions, the all. The only way for us to build that audience is if you spread the word. We'll continue to put this show out every Thursday. There's going to be a brand new episode, and we've got the Random Bush Presents, extended conversations, and other content. We've got quite a few of them on the back burner as well. So, new content is on its way. I'm just asking for your support. Tell a friend. Leave us a review. Spread the word. Let's make an audience for our performers to play for. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next week.
Oh, wow, yeah, this is really good spaghetti. And speaking of spaghetti, we've gotten to the end of our show. Thanks so much for listening. We hope to see you guys next week, where we have another exciting episode for you. Thanks so much for listening to The Random Bush. We'll see you around next time.